Process in law, a person who replies to that is called tashmid, to reply to somebody who is saying Alhamdulillah. So he was on a ship and he was moving along the shoreline with the ship, and he heard somebody sneezing and saying Alhamdulillah, but he didn't get the opportunity to reply to that, where the person can hear him reply. So then he hires a boat and he goes, he replies and he comes back. And then he says, perhaps you don't know that person is mustajab ud-da'wah, the dua he makes, perhaps it will be answered in my favor. That night when the people of the ship went to sleep, they heard a voice calling out that Abu Dawood has purchased his jannat for 1 dirham. Simple thing, like replying to that person who has replied to his sneeze. So anyway, this first part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, Raddu salam, somebody makes salam to you, reply to his salam. It may look petty, it may look small, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very great thing. And we explain that when a person is replying via text message, he got two ways he can reply to salam. Either he types it out, or he can just say wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Verbally, he doesn't need to type it out. Similar with a letter, etc. Then the next part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa iyadatul marid, person is sick, that he visits his sick brother. So he makes it a point of going and visiting him. Some of these things we'll find that in the old days it was almost like common practice of the people. It wasn't something that had to be spoken about. If they heard somebody in the community was sick, automatically they will go and visit him. What tiba'ul janaiz, that a person attends another person's funeral. If people heard that there was a funeral, immediately they would go there early. In fact, they'll see how they can assist, what they can do, how they can take care of the needs of the family, etc., etc. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that the right that his brother has over you is you attend his funeral. Wa ijabatu da'wati, and when he invites you to some permissible function, for example, a walima, or he just invites you to his house, and there's nothing that is impermissible there, there is an intermingling, there is no music, there is anything wrong that may be taking place, then you should make it a point of answering his invite. Wa tashmitu al-atis, yeah, this is the part where you reply to that person that has replied to his salam. So you say, Yahdikumullah wa yuslih balakum. Or that hadith we mentioned yesterday from Muwatta Imam Malik, person says, Yarhamuna Allah wa yaghfiru lana wa yarhamuk wa lakum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on me, Allah Pak, forgive me, and may Allah forgive you. So a person can say these things. The common one that we know is Yahdikumullah wa yuslih balakum. Every words of these hadith, every bit of it got a very deep meaning. Ya, you telling, the person is saying, Ya Rahamukallah. When a person sneezes, he says, Alhamdulillah, you tell him, Ya Rahamukallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on you. And that person, in return, he is saying more words. He is saying, Yahdikumullah, yuslih balakum. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct all your worries and affairs and concerns. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. In other words, he's giving you a very comprehensive dua. Things that are worrying a person might be in depression, person might be worried, he may have financial constraints, whatever it is, such a beautiful dua. This person is saying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct all your concerns and all your worries. The next part, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought one extra words of the hadith from a different hadith. Haqqul muslimi ala al-muslimi sittun. The right of a Muslim upon another Muslim are six. إِذَا لَقِيْتَهُ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ, that when you meet him, then you make salam to him. This is something very common. It was very common in the time of walking. Two people were walking, a tree came in the middle. So one person walked around the tree from the right hand side, one person walked around the tree from the left hand side. When they met on the other side, they would make salam again. So salam was a very common thing. In fact, one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ, that if you want to create muhabbat and you want to create love amongst yourself, then make this salam something common. They're frequent in making salam. So here, this hadith is, when you meet him, you make salam. وَإِذَا دَعَاكَ فَأَجِبُهُ, that when he invites you, you attend his invitation. وَإِذَا اسْتَنْصَحَكَ فَأَنْصِحْ لَهُ, that when this person seeks your counsel, he asks you for advice, then give him advice. This is provided you have the necessary knowledge to give him that particular advice. It shouldn't be such that just for the sake of advice you are speaking to him, but you don't have experience in that matter. So it's something that you are able to do, you must give it to him. وَإِذَا عَطَّسَ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ فَشَمَّتَهُ, when this person sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, then you should make this tashmeet, you should say يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ to that person. وَإِذَا مَرِضَ فَعُدْهُ, when he gets sick, then you should visit him. وَإِذَا مَاتَ فَاتَّبِعْهُ. When he passes away, then follow or attend his janazah. So these are the advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. Beautiful advices. If we try and bring this in, this will help to create muhabbat in a time and age where muhabbat is something that is leaving the communities very, very quickly. These are things that can bring back that muhabbat. A simple thing, nothing difficult. Person is sick, you go and visit him. He invites you, you accept his invitation. Like that, you also invite him. When he sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, you reply to it. So all these different things, when the person eventually passes away, then you, one might think, how will that create muhabbat? Now the man is gone. But remember, when you're attending his janazah, then his kit and his kin and his family all day, they are seeing that this uncle came, this person came. So automatically that muhabbat is maintained by the family of that person or your family, because they realize that you are also keeping up with their family members. Today's hadith, قَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أُنْصُرْ أَخَاكَ ظَالِمًا أَوْ مَظْلُومًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that help your brother whether he is the oppressor or he is the oppressed. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَنْصُرْهُ إِذَا كَانَ مَظْلُومًا. Oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, one person woke up and said, oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, or he just said to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, that we can help the person if he is oppressed. We can understand the man is oppressed, we can help him. أَرَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ ظَالِمًا كَيْفَ أَنْصُرُهُ. Oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, if this man is oppressing somebody else, how can we help him? In other words, he's doing the wrong thing, how can we help him? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم تحجزه وتمنعه من الظلم فإن ذلك نصره. رواه البخاري. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that you prevent this man from committing that oppression, you're actually helping him. Because the more he's committing oppression, the more he's harming himself. So by you stopping him from committing the oppression, you are helping your brother. So this is the way you are helping. Sometimes a person may be in a situation where he doesn't even realize that he's a means of oppression to somebody else. For example, his staff or those people that are below him, now they are scared to speak. Now you might have taluk with this person, you might know this person, and the story might have come to you indirectly that this person is doing such and such a thing, and he's not even considering it to be a zulm. All it requires for you is to make one phone call to that person and explain to him nicely. In a nice way, you don't realize how much of zulm you'll save from him committing and how many people will get saved from being mazlum just by one phone call or one speech that you might, not a speech, but in one nice way you approach the person and you explain to him. So this is the words of Rasulullah SAW. Help your brother whether he is oppressed like how the people in many parts of the world oppressed. Help them. Also help those people that are oppressing by mere counseling, mere advice and mere explaining to them. Never know how far those words may go. And those people that have been oppressed, we get all the reward for the removal of that oppression just by our simple words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.